Hello everyone, today my topic is about the impacts of rainfall intensity and the slope lengths on nitrogen loss processes under simulated rainfall. My presentation will include these four parts. And the soil erosion is a widespread and major environmental threat to terrestrial ecosystems. This is extremely true in Lois Plateau, where the soil erosion rates on the plateau can reach up to 15,000 kilometer square per year. And the soil erosion may cause many problems, such as the land degradation and the eutrophication and the green reduction. And the removal of the topsoil degrades the soil physical chemical properties, thereby creating a nutrition imbalance. And on Lois Plateau, land degradation caused by soil erosion occupies 13.4% of the farmland. The nitrogen is one of the key elementary causes eutrophication and non-point source pollution. So investigating the mechanism of nitrogen loss processes, we will have to protect the ecosystem. And the slope lengths and the rainfall intensity are of the primary factors influencing soil and water erosion. For the influence of slope lengths on soil erosion, many researchers presented different results. As can be seen from the first figure, the soil erosion increased with the slope lengths, but for the third picture, you can be sure that sometimes the soil erosion increased with slope lengths, but sometimes it decreases with the slope lengths. I think this is mainly determined by the rainfall intensity. When the rainfall intensity is small, longer slope will not generate the sediment. This will be the main reason for the decreasing trend of the as the slope length increases. For the slope length effects on the runoff, it can be shown in the number two picture, and it decreases as the slope length increases. I think this is mainly caused by the infiltration of the overflow downslope. For the runoff simulation, the GreenAMPT and the Philip infiltration model has been used to simulate the time-dependent infiltration rate, but little research has been studied the effects of slope lengths on the infiltration rate. And for the erosion equation, the universal soil loss equation and the revised universal soil loss equation have been widely used to estimate the soil erosion, but these inertial models can't simulate the erosion processes under simulated condition. For the solute transport on the slope, it can be shown that in 1981, Huja developed a model called the effective depths of interaction model. He assumes that the solute concentration is the mixing layer, and the absolute concentration in the runoff have the same value. And then he developed an exponential function to simulate the solute concentration changing over time. And then Zhang developed added the diffusion and the convection processes to this model. After that, the Welter added the average erosion rate on this model. And the objective of this study was to investigate the impacts of rainfall intensity and slope lines on soil, water, and nitrogen loss processes, and then establish the solute transport processes model. And this is the environmental program. This study is located at Heilongjiang, in the Mongolia, China. The study site has a semi-arid climate. Most of the precipitation occurs in June, July, August, and September, with an annual precipitation of 417 millimeters and maximum 24-hour precipitation of 99 millimeters. And this is the environmental treatment. It includes 5 slope lines and 3 rainfall intensity, namely 20, 15, 10, 5, and 1 meters, and 75, 15, and 25 millimeters per hour. And the table showed the soil physical and the chemical properties. For the rainfall simulation experiments processes, we first adjust the rainfall intensity by changing the aperture of the nozzle and the water pressure, and then the private treatments was conducted 12 hours before the simulated rainfall to control the soil water moisture on the slope. And then the runoff sediment concentration, total nitrogen concentration in both runoff and sediment was measured during the runoff simulation experiments with time intervals of 1 hour or 10 minutes. This is the results of the experiment. For the runoff, the outflow increased sharply with time at the beginning of runoff, and then stabilized under various rainfall intensity and slope lines. But when we use the outflow rate divided by the slope lines, the runoff rates showed a decrease trend as the slope lines increases. And I think this is mainly caused by the larger storage of the long slope. As the slope is longer, the re-infiltration of the slope is larger. And the runoff increases with the increase of slope length and the rainfall intensity. This is easy to explain. I think this is based on the rain accepted area. For the sediment concentration among these treatments were of great differences. The maximum sediment concentration reached up to 232 grams per liter for the rainfall intensities of 75 millimeters per hour and the slope lines of 20 meters, while the minimum was 2.87 gram per liter for 25 millimeter per hour. And I think this picture shows different soil erosion processes. When the rainfall intensity and slope is it's large, it shows an increasing trend. But when it's very it's small, as for the picture one, for the slope lines of 1 meter and 5 meter, the sediment concentration shows a decreasing trend. This is mainly caused by the different erosion processes of the experiment. The increasing trend shows that there may generate the real erosion, but the decreasing trend may show that there is only sheet erosion. And the runoff associated total nitrogen concentration, the runoff associated total nitrogen concentration decreases sharply with time at the beginning of the runoff and then increased, then reached a stable sediment. And as can be shown in the picture, the slope lines of 1 meter is higher, the concentration of 1 meter is higher than the slope lines of 20 meter. I think this is caused by the relatively low nutrition to concentration of the soil. And when the runoff is large, this will cause a small concentration of the total nitrogen. As for the slope runoff dynamics model, we use the one-dimensional kinematic model and Philip infiltration model to simulate the runoff processes. As the Philip infiltration model didn't consider the effects of slope lines, we added a slope lines factor into this model, and then it can be solved by the equation QLT. And then we assume the parameter can be described by the rainfall intensity and slope lines. It can be shown, and then it can be solved by this equation. And the correlation coefficient is very, very large. This means the simulation is very great. And for the sediment transport model, there are many complex erosion processes on this experiment, we choose to use a parameter to simulate the erosion processes, and the linear relationship between runoff and sediment losses have been testified by many researchers, and we use it to simulate the erosion processes. And the R square showed to be larger than 0.7. And then we use the non-complete mixing layer model to simulate the solute transport processes, and it can be shown that the equation can be solved as the NCT. Well, however, the simulated results doesn't fit with the measured value very well. I think this may be caused by the ignore of the soil erosion processes and the relatively low soil nutrition concentration. So the conclusion is generally runoff rates and sediment concentration increase with the increase of rainfall intensity and slope lines, and the Philip infiltration and the Kinney magnetic wave equation could be used to simulate the time-dependent runoff processes for different slope lengths. The mixed depth model didn't simulate the runoff associated total nitrogen concentration well, but it provided a clue to establish the solute transport processes, and the model could be established to simulate the process of total nitrogen loss for different slope lengths. However, some of the parameters don't have physical meanings, and it should be also testified in different with different soil types and different rainfall different rainfall. That's all. Thank you.
We have time for one question.
Yeah, this one.
What do you use in this calculation?
To calculate the mixing depth?
Yeah.
What do you use to calculate the mixing depth?
I assume that the mixing depth is constant.
Okay.
And then we use the calibration results to fit the mixing dips.
Right. So when you walk through all the processes, what's that value is when you come up with the next graph, what would that be? Is that 1 centimeter or what's actually used on the results?
For the depth.
You say optimize it for the mixing depths, then you show where they won't match well. There must be some number for the HM. So I'm asking what that number is.
Generally, I think
what's the HM eventually
come up with? Invention is 2 millimeter or 2 millimeter. It's range from 2 millimeter to 10 millimeter.
Okay.
But I just solve the equation as solve the equation of C, and it represents the HM.
We may have to wait and talk to about afterwards because we're running behind.
Okay.
You guys might have to get together afterwards. So.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.